It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt. Seeding and field work is just getting started. What should farmers keep in mind when seeding peas?
Establishing a strong pea crop is the best way to ensure success when growing peas. Start by seeding early. Peas tolerate cool soils well, and early seeding dates maximize yield potential. Fusarium and Aphanomyces root rots prefer warm soils, so seeding peas early also allows plants to get established before these root rots are waking up in the spring. Also, be sure to choose well-drained fields that don't hold or pond water. We want to target a living plant stand of 7 to 8 plants per square foot for peas and use high-quality disease-free seed. We also want to consider using a fungicide seed treatment if we're seeding into some saturated soils or soils that have a history of root rots, just to help those pea plants establish. Early season weed control is critical for preventing yield loss, since peas are pretty poor competitors against weeds. Pre-seed or pre-emergent herbicide applications are recommended, since they can offer control of group 1 and 2 resistant weeds, which have limited in-crop options. But for more pea seeding information, visit manitobapulse.ca and check out the Pea Report newsletter.
When should farmers be thinking to seed soybeans?
So target the 2nd to 3rd weeks of May to maximize yield potential and minimize risk from late spring frosts and cool soils for soybeans. We want to ensure those soybeans are emerging into a frost-free environment. And seeding later into that last week of May and into June, that's generally going to lower our yield potential for soybeans.
Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers has an on-farm network of research. What are some soybean seeding results from that?
Our on-farm network has been testing different soybean seeding practices across Manitoba on farms with farmers through replicated and randomized field trials. So first of all, we've been testing soybean seeding rates for on-farm for 11 years now. Soybean seed costs can be pretty steep, so we wanted to evaluate what effect changing those seeding rates had on yield. And most of the time, what we're finding is reducing seeding rates by 30,000 seeds per acre from a farmer's traditional seeding rate. That has not significantly changed soybean yield. From these trials, seeding above 190,000 seeds per acre has not provided a consistent return on investment. Generally speaking, seeding rates of 150 to 180,000 seeds per acre has maintained yield while minimizing seed costs. In terms of row spacing, on-farm trials are showing an advantage to growing soybeans on narrower rows. Narrow rows increase yield potential, and there are also clear weed management benefits thanks to a more competitive crop. Inoculation strategies have also been evaluated on farm, comparing double inoculant to single and single inoculant to none at all. The results tell us that the more soybean history a field has, the less inoculant you need. So if a field has had at least 2 previous well-nodulated soybean crops, consider a single inoculant strategy of something like liquid on seed alone. If you are seeding into more challenging conditions or with less soybean history, consider a granular inoculant and a double inoculation strategy. But you can learn more about these trial results in this week's Bean Report newsletter, and you can find that at manitobapulse.ca.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers.